BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Is getting a neck massage from a colleague cheating? More sleep talk from our listeners, what you've been saying in your sleep. Why using the aubergine emoji is wrong. Innuendo bingo, Greg James wakes up last minute and comes in with bed hair and gets extremely wet. Our new game where Chris gets people to read out texts that he's been sent, actually from me. And more. Ho!
BBC Radio 1.
Ha, good morning, how are you? This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Oh, I sound good. It's Thursday, which means it's nearly Friday. Was I unreasonable yesterday at all?
In what sense?
I felt that I was being really narky yesterday, and I woke up this morning, and I was just like, maybe I need to apologise to every member of the team. Was I just being... Because generally yesterday to people I was being like, oh, I don't know, shut up!
After the Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield interview, you sort of retreated into yourself. That's not one.
What do you mean?
I don't know, you sort of went quiet.
Did I become a shell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of continued for the rest of the day, and I don't really know why. And I didn't feel particularly tired yesterday, it was just that, I don't know, I was just being really narky with people. And people were sending me emails going, are you able to do this on this date? I don't know. I'll check my diary when I get in. Just like one word, no kiss. I always leave a kiss, don't I? No kisses yesterday. Don't know what's wrong with me.
Make up for it today with even more kisses.
Shall I just go really over the top?
Lots of kisses.
Actually, I've got a reply to one of the bosses back, because I haven't done it.
I've got the perfect reply. And it's those new little pictures that you've shown me about, those things called emoticons.
Right, so Gemma was talking a little bit about this earlier. There's one particular emoticon that I'm really not enjoying at the moment, and it's the aubergine emoji.
Yes.
Now, if you go through your little emoticons, it'll be there somewhere, like it's towards the end, but obviously if you use it more, it'll become one of your most popular and you'll be able to find it a lot easier. That one and the nails one are doing my head at the moment. I don't want to see that. Like, the first thing you sent me was an aubergine emoji this morning. I don't want to see that as the first thing when I wake up. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of do.
Okay.
This is
Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Morning, Tom in Lincoln, who's up for his last day at work this week as he's fighting this weekend for a kickboxing European title. Love that kickboxers listen. What? Don't imagine it, do
Why?
You? Don't know. Just morning, Tom. Lucy from Membury has been on. Luke off of Essex disagreeing about the aubergine emoji. I just think it's too much, first thing. And also, thank you very much to everyone on Twitter that's now sending me it. I don't want to see that, first thing. Donna, Sarah, Jay, Alison, Jason as well. Stop with those, please. Thank you.
I didn't quite know what it meant. Do now, obviously.
Yeah. It's not my favourite. I'll tell you who's the one of the biggest culprits of sending this on text, on Twitter. Matt Fincham, off of this show normally. I think it may have been him that... Was I sleep talking then? It may have been him that I think brought it to my attention in the first place. Someone says, how do you feel about the fried shrimp and sunglasses emojis? Absolutely fine with those. It's just the aubergine, I'm not keen.
Not keen on the sweet corn one either.
No, absolutely not. Sub Focus, Radio 1. I'm sorry, but we've got some amazing songs coming up. We've got Ellie Goulding, Goodness Gracious, also in there, Storm Queen, Duke Dumont. And foxes. And I asked for it especially this morning. I'm going to play Ed Sheeran again around 8 o'clock this morning. With his new track, Sing, which I'm becoming a little bit obsessed over. So I was talking to my friend Emily last night. I've not spoken to her for a while. She's quite stressed with work. She's working a lot of hours, right? And a bloke she works with, and this is the guy that sits next to her all day, every day at work. They work mostly, like... on computer. He's like, oh, do you want a neck massage? Because she was saying how stressed she was. And she was like, oh, I'd love that. That'd be really nice. Because you know sometimes how, like at work, I think we've done it to each other before. We give you like a little massage if things are going... you feel a little bit stressed.
Just as friends. I mean, there was nothing
well, here's the
to
thing.
It.
So she's like, oh, I'd love that. That'd be nice. This is a guy that she works with every single day. And then she was like, oh, actually, no, I'm all right. Now, is that cheating?
I think it's too far. I think it's inappropriate.
Okay, right. So if somebody offered you a neck massage at work today, right?
Yeah.
Would your girlfriend not like that?
No, I'm not. Listen, I can't talk for someone else, but
Would you like it if someone maybe offered your girlfriend a neck massage at work?
Probably
not. You wouldn't?
Probably not.
But they're just, like, relieving the stress.
Yeah, but that's...
At work.
Not their job.
No, but they're just friends. They're work colleagues.
No, that's where it's wrong.
Oh, right, okay. So, right, I've really hit a nerve here. I didn't know what was going to happen because I said to her, that's absolutely fine. It's just someone at work. It's like, everyone does it, don't they?
Okay, but would you feel comfortable if our boss walked in right now and gave you a massage?
The boss that we were with on Monday often comes in.
He never gives you a massage.
Yes, he does. It's happened recently where he comes in, he's like, you're all right. And what he will do is, in a friendly way, obviously, will just come behind me and just do that bit of your neck. I believe it's called the traps.
Just the Director General of the BBC walks in, starts rubbing your shoulders.
That's different because I don't know him. I haven't known him for years and I wouldn't call him, even though my boss isn't really a mate, he's kind of a, you know, he's someone that I would, yeah, I'd let him touch me.
Would you?
On the neck? Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's weird and I don't think you should be doing that kind of thing with work colleagues.
It's not the same as the Director General of the BBC, like a stranger. This is someone that I know.
Yeah.
This is someone that my friend Emily works with every single day. Not cheating, technically.
Well, no, it's not cheating, but it's still not... I don't think it's quite right.
Okay. Can I just open this up? Producer of the show, would you be happy for a neck massage?
From?
From, like, me.
Yes, from you, it's okay.
Okay, from Greg James?
No.
Not at work?
No.
Oh, God, I'm in the wrong here.
You are in the wrong. What if Zane Lowe came up behind you and started rubbing you?
I wouldn't mind it.
And you... Oh, come on.
I told Emily she was being stupid and it's all fine. This is BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Yeah, Michelle and Preston says, I'm with you, Scott. I wouldn't mind if someone massaged my neck or shoulders as long as I am fully clothed. In fact, some companies actually employ people to come in to massage stressed executives. They get, like, massage people in. How do you feel about that?
No, that's all right.
Oh, right. It's just if I know the person.
I'm just saying, I think there's certain things that you've got to keep as work colleagues.
Okay.
And...
It's,
you know,
crossed the boundaries.
Don't blur those lines.
Okay.
Don't mix... What was it that Hayley from the call centre said?
Don't mix romance and pleasure.
I think she meant something else, but...
She did. Neck massages are fine. Annie in Cheshire, someone at work gives me one every day.
Okay, if it's all good. Fine then, after the show today, and I'll film this, you go up to our boss here and start rubbing him. and let's see how that plays out.
That's not the same. Because you're talking about bosses, you're talking about hierarchy.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, if one of us wanted to massage each other's neck, I think that's fine. We're fully clothed. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
That someone's doing it to you right now.
Fine. And the thing is, there's a mutual understanding between me and him. For me, that's...
I will offer first. I'm not just going to come up to you and start massaging you.
Here's the rule. Don't massage anyone that you fancy.
Okay.
Right? That's where the line gets blurred.
But what about if you fancy them and they don't know?
Well, there's not much you can do about that, then,
right,
is there?
Right.
Maybe just put a stop to it as quickly as possible.
Holly says, we had a conference with work recently and we had a mass neck rub because we were so stressed, all of us. There was nearly 200 of us. Is that allowed?
Here's the thing.
It's like an orgy of neck rubbing.
You know, on New Year's Eve, we do the Auld Lang Syne thing. Is that a who? I don't know.
No, it's still on.
Where you can somehow massage, you put one arm to the person next to you.
Yeah,
massage them.
Should all equate. Right, now, well, you're doing it now. You're massaging two people.
No,
now.
It's tricky.
You're massaging two people.
Tricky.
That's the same.
No,
you
no,
don't
but,
know these
no,
people.
But, no, but I've developed the rule, haven't I? I don't fancy either of them. No offence.
I mean...
And then is that... Do you take offence from that?
This is going really well. I mean...
That's not an insult.
I mean, both of you are very attractive in your own way.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You okay, hon?
Yeah, I'm all good, yeah.
Right, okay.
I might one-shot a coffee Gangnam Style in a minute.
Oh,
and then we'll
actually,
go, go, go.
Yeah, shall we do that?
Yeah.
I'd love that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this has actually happened to James. He's been on holiday with his partner and somebody goes, could you just put some sun cream on my back? Someone you don't know, when your partner is there watching. No, that's wrong.
That's really weird.
I'm all for a neck massage in the office, though. It's people you see every day.
I think it does depend on the job as well, though. Like, if you go in a garage and someone, or a petrol station, you walk in and there's a guy there to serve you and someone's behind him massaging him, I'd think, what's going on there?
I'd quite like to see it.
Kind of weird.
Well, someone's under your car fixing it, yeah. And there's another man behind massaging. I've seen videos like that. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. And that was Pharrell Williams with Marilyn Monroe. Helen in Southampton says, I was in a pub in Camden Town in London and a random bloke started massaging my hands. That's weird. Matt and Hemel, good morning. My weird Australian colleague gives me quick massages in the office all the time. At first it was weird, then I just learnt to embrace it. There's no stopping him. The Aussies love it. Okay, thanks, Matt. Carl's been on, Brendan in Belfast, Charlotte... I agree with Chris. Massages in the office, not appropriate. And then she's put an aubergine emoji. Don't do that, please.
I think if they're ugly, it's okay. Is that fair to say?
Okay, that's fine.
Do you know what I mean?
If the bloke is ugly, or the girl is, you're saying, not the best looking.
I think the fancying thing's an important thing.
Right, okay. So you would let somebody... No, let me try and think what this is.
Try and word this well.
Okay, I've lost it now. No, okay, so if your girlfriend was being massaged by somebody in her office, if they were ugly, it would be fine.
It'd be more acceptable.
What you're saying. Oh, God. Okay, it's 7:14 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Good morning, Benedict.
Hi, Scott. Nice to see you sober.
Oh, yes. Oh, he's a regular listener,
good
aren't
lad.
You, Benedict?
Yeah, I get the podcast every day.
Yes. If you don't know about this, it's just an old quiz show from the 80s. Where the quiz show host said this to a contestant.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to see you sober.
First thing he said to him on the quiz, I don't know why.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Different times, though, isn't it?
Hello, Benedict. What's going on, anyway?
Just about to set off my paper round.
About to set off your paper round?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be listening to us on your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
How long is your round?
Well, it's a Thursday, and the Chichester Observer comes out.
Oh, the Chiobs.
So it'll be a bit longer today.
So have you got Easter holidays at the moment?
Yeah, Easter holidays.
So you can actually listen to us live and not podcast. And we're on in the morning, which kind of works for you.
Yeah, so yeah, it's perfect. And I can listen to Matt Edmondson doing your show.
Exactly that. You love a bit of Radio 1, don't you?
Yeah, addicted, some would say.
Okay, so you know all about Real or No Real.
Yeah.
Shall we play it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real or No Real sounds perfect.
Let's do it. Okay, so... Benedict, who's 14, from Chichester, is about to play Real or No Real with Chris. Some of these facts are real, some of them we just made up. But can you decipher which is which?
Jess Wright has been asked to take part in a debate on the future of the support bra at the Oxford Union.
Okay, so Jess Wright, off of The Only Way is Essex, she's going to speak at the Oxford Union about the support bra.
Is she clever enough to get to Oxford?
I don't know.
Wouldn't think she would be.
Do you mean just travelling there?
She probably can't find it.
Here's the thing. You don't have to be intelligent to go to Oxford because at the Oxford Union, they do all these debates all the time. And it ranges from world leaders like Obama and Cameron to people like me and Kerry Katona. I've done it before.
Okay.
So you don't have to be uber intelligent to go to Oxford to take part in one of these.
But also, it's a bit of an odd topic to have a debate on, isn't it? Just the, the push-up bra?
Yeah, the support bra.
Support bra.
They discuss absolutely everything there, though.
I mean, but that would mean that there's a debate going on, some are for, some are against, and it's an odd... I think there's better debates to be had. I can't see it happening. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh!
Yes. Ah.
Okay, Benedict, it's fine. There's still all to play for, okay?
Okay.
After a rowdy train journey to the student radio conference, Greg James became too boisterous for his own good and was grounded in his hotel by his boss, who was also at the conference.
When we were on the train the other day to the student radio conference, we were quite well behaved, actually, weren't we?
Very well behaved. But I can see that Greg, you know, it's his, it's where he came from, you know, student radio. They love him. He's a hero in student radio. So I can imagine that he got a little bit carried away. Maybe he had one or two wines and then it just got it escalated quickly, I think.
Mm.
I can totally see this happening. Benedict?
Yeah, probably. I reckon Greg James is more of a party animal.
Than
who?
Than you.
Now that's, I can assure you, on the party front, I've got to be honest here, Greg's an amateur.
Oh, is he? Oh, yeah. Right.
Compared to who?
You.
Yeah, it's, Chris has known me for a long time.
Scott's straight out the old school, the way he parties.
In what way?
He's a pro.
What do you mean?
but saying that, we were sensible on the train there, and we did a good job, and then we came back. The difference is Greg was staying there, wasn't he? So I can believe that he had a few drinks on the train, and I can see the bosses having to step in.
I feel that maybe I've passed over the party baton to Greg slightly.
Do you think you've passed on to Greg or someone else?
No, I think Greg, in just a few recent events that have happened.
I see.
Where he's had to be put to bed or been told to stay in his room, grounded by your boss.
Maybe it's drive time. How long have you been doing the afternoon show?
By over a year now.
Maybe just drive time sends you...
Yeah, I think you might be right. Good theory, Benedict. So, Greg James, grounded by his own boss in his room at the student radio conference, real or no real? Benedict?
I'm going to go real again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, dear, Greg.
Yeah.
Oh, tut, tut, tut.
Oops. And next.
If you ask for a puppuccino at Starbucks, they will give you a cup of whipped cream for your dog.
That's very posh, isn't it?
Oh, can I have a puppuccino, please? I know that they do a baby chino. I mean, you'll know all about that, Benedict, living in Chichester.
Yeah.
It's well posh there.
No, it's not.
It is.
You sound like a very well-spoken guy.
Thank you.
It sounds like you pride yourself on that, which I also like.
Yeah.
But do they have puppuccinos at Starbucks?
I think it's a sad state of affairs if they do. And it's also a bit too posh for me, I think. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think... Why would you give a whipped cream to a dog anyway?
Good point.
Yeah, that's probably not allowed, is it? Don't do it.
That one is no real.
Yes. Ooh. So we're saying this is a no real. It's a big internet rumour, but we would like it if dog owners would maybe feed it back to us. Does that actually happen? It shouldn't, I don't think. I don't think you should feed them that. Okay, and at the end of that round of the game, what do we have, Chris?
I got 30, Benedict got 20.
Oh!
Beaten by Chris.
Yeah, man.
I know.
That's another secret.
And he's been terrible lately.
Yeah. obviously, I am too.
No. Well, you can come back on and try again at some point.
Yeah, do you want a rematch sometime?
Pardon, ring up.
Do you want a rematch sometime?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Let's do that. Right. Okay, well, have a good paper round. What are you going to do after that?
Don't know. Just might come back and listen to Radio 1.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, I've got an orthodontist. Hello! Appointment.
You're great. You know everything.
You just hooed orthodontists. They're still on. Do you want to do a full-on hoo now with the echo? Because that would make your life, wouldn't it?
That would make my life.
Are you outside as well, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm really loud.
Give
go
it
on.
Some.
Now.
Okay. Did you hear that in London?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we heard it, yeah, from here.
Oh, that's great.
All right, have a good day, Benedict.
Okay, you too.
What are you going to tell
me? Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. That was Aloe Black and the man, the UK's official number one. Right, if you're feeling a little bit like you haven't woken up yet, this next bit probably isn't for you. Just a little warning. If you haven't had a tea or a coffee yet, or your breakfast, you might just want to... I mean, this next guy, he needs to chill out a bit. But this is from Greg's show yesterday on Rage Against the Answer Machine.
OK, I love Scott Mills. He's a very nice guy on BBC Radio 1. But what really gets my goat with him is Newsbeat. Grimmy says, thank you, Tina Dehealy, or whoever is on, and then... Fern goes, thank you, Christmas, or thank you, Tina. Greg goes, oh, thank you, Christmas, with the news, or thank you, Nomia Iqbal, or thank you, Rick Kelsey. But no, Scott never says thank you to whoever does the news. Get with it, man! say thank you. They're doing a job for you, which you could have been doing if you were on some other station. Say thank you to them. They do a very good job. The BBC hire you for a reason. And it's
chill out, mate. It's the worst shouty voice ever.
Nation. And the nation includes Nolia Iqbal, Chris Smith with the news, Dana Haley, Rick Kelsey, and Simon Monday, etc., etc. All the happy people and news me. Okay? So just say thank you to them.
You okay, hon?
Is that from someone in Newsbeat?
I know. That's blatantly Simon Mundy off of The Sport putting on a voice.
It's Stefan Powell.
Yeah, that's his real voice. He's not actually that Welsh.
Oi, what are you saying to that? I've never really thought about this before.
I was told by my first boss ever in radio never to thank the newsreader. And that's probably why. They're doing their job.
Isn't it?
They get paid for it.
Yeah, isn't it a bit like when people applaud pilots at the end of a flight?
A bit.
Same idea. It's you're just doing your job, mate.
Or when that fanfare goes off. Yeah, we've landed. Great. Well, the pilot landed the plane. I'm glad he's doing his job.
So now you've made a big thing of this. What are you going to do? Because it's going to be well awkward at the end of the news.
Well, I love Nomia, and she's a damn fine newsreader. That's for sure.
But if we're going to applaud that.
Do we have to say thank you to everything?
I'll say thank you every time you play a song.
I'm going to thank all the artists then in that case.
At the end of the news, the whole nation should applaud. Stand on their feet and applaud.
When Nomia finishes the news, we all clap. All of us. Thank you, Vance Joy.
And Scott Mills.
What?
And Scott Mills.
What are you thanking me for?
Press and play.
All right. That was Riptide on BBC Radio 1. And this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Grimmy is off for this week and next week. Coming up, Foo Fighters. And also Sigma, and a new game, what we have got for you after 7:30. Yesterday, I sent Chris out onto the streets, and I told him, well, I sent him some text on his phone. So he changed the name in his phone. Who was I?
You were called Becky.
Okay, right. So my number, he changed the name from Scott to Becky. I sent you the text. The idea is he goes out on the street and says to somebody, excuse me, I've forgotten my glasses, or I don't have my contact lenses in. Would you be able to read this text out for me? And the text I sent, well, good.
Oh, it's well awkward.
That's coming up. If you want to clap Nomia after the news, then text now, 81199. We're all thanking her by giving her a massive round of applause after she's finished this news. Yay! Yeah! Thank you, Nomia!
Rise for Nomia.
We're all stood up, Nomia. People in Glasgow are clapping. Manchester, applaud. Yay! People of Exeter, make some noise. Yay! Yeah. Southampton, Cardiff, woo! Norwich, Leicester, Inverness. Yeah! Yeah! Nomia did the news. Thanks, Nomia.
Nom.
Let's go over to Birmingham. Keaton, good morning.
Morning.
Clap. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Great news.
Now let's join the M25. Good morning, James. Oh, he's gone.
It's
oh,
so exciting.
He ruined it. That was Nomia Iqbal doing the 7:30 news on BBC Radio 1.
Thank you, Nomia.
Thanks, Noms. See you at 8. Thank you. Foo Fighters on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. That is Rope. Good morning, Scott. If you have just woken up, maybe you're on the way to work or college already. It's 7:44. A lot of people are off now, though. Easter's coming. Before 8 o'clock, I will play you Timber by Pitbull and Kesha, and also Alesso, One Republic, and also from last night, from Phil and Alice's bedroom DJ party, which they had, Kaiser doing Hideaway live. That'll be good. So here's what we did yesterday. I send Chris out on the streets, armed with just his phone. He changes my contact name from... What am I in your phone as normally? Mills?
Yes, I think so. No, I think you're in just as Scott now.
Okay. So he changes my contact name from Scott to Becky. So my number is now on his phone as Becky. So as not to arouse suspicion. Now, wherever he is on the street, I will send him some texts. He's not allowed to read the text beforehand. He just has to show the text that I send to the next passerby on the street and say, I don't have my contact lenses in. Would you mind reading out this text message for me? I can't see it.
Mm. It's so awkward, this. Because I obviously don't see the message before.
No. So he hears the doo-doo, doo-doo, or whatever your tone is.
Yeah, and at that point, I go find someone.
Yeah, so the next passerby, that's the rule, and he has to stop them and say, excuse me, would you mind reading this out for me, please? And it's actually a text from me. It gets quite awkward.
Sorry, I forgot my contact lenses. Do you mind just reading that?
I can't wait. The whole message?
That's right.
I think we need to talk. Last night was a mistake, and I don't really want anyone to know about it.
What else did it say, sorry?
I hope you understand. We've had some good times, but we both know it's wrong. Technically, we are cousins.
All right. Is there anything else?
Just some dots.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Oh, God.
The way that those two girls looked at me.
Were they off of Made in Chelsea?
They did look it, actually.
Was that Cheska and Binks? Cheska and Bitty?
Is there anything else?
Just not
this.
Yeah. Right, just the cousins thing. Okay, so ready for your next text?
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, like it's their fault.
Because that's the thing, people feel responsible because they're the ones breaking the bad news. Oh, it's horrible.
It's quite bad, isn't it? So his text goes off again. It's me again, but I'm Becky in his phone. So the next passerby has to read out this text. Remember, he can't see it because he's not got his lenses in.
You're a liar. How did you think I'd never find out about you? And Vanessa Phelps, you ain't never going to get this kind.
Jeez.
Did you? I wanted to use "you ain't never gonna get this candy."
It was there right at the end, and Vanessa Feltz as a choice.
I know.
You're a liar. How did you think I'd never find out about you? And Vanessa Feltz, you ain't never gonna get this candy. Jeez.
Wow. But my final one, which I quite enjoyed.
Oh, and this, can I just say, this was the worst because it took me a couple of seconds to think about it. It took me by surprise.
I like what they do afterwards. They're just like, sorry, mate. Or they just run off. Or they laugh. Because it's awkward for
everyone involved.
Okay, so Chris has forgotten his contact lenses, but will this guy read out the text that I've just sent?
Excuse me. Sorry, I forgot my contact lenses. Do you mind just reading that?
Yeah, of course. Happy birthday. I can't wait till later. See you then. Going to be fun. You'll love it. Can't stop thinking about you. Can't wait to show you what I can do.
What's the last bit? What's the last?
Can't stop thinking about you. Can't wait to show you what I can do with a carrot.
That's weird. Cheers, mate.
Oh, nervous laugh.
That was horrible.
I like how his... Can we hear that again? How he tailed off when we realised... He kind of... He obviously read ahead on the text. He was like, can't wait to show you what I can do with...
Excuse me. Sorry, I forgot my contact lenses. Do you mind just reading that?
Yeah, of course. This one here. Happy birthday, I can't wait till later. See you then, gonna be fun, you'll love it. Can't stop thinking about you, can't wait to show you what I can do with a carrot.
What's the last bit? What's the last bit?
Can't stop thinking about you, can't wait to show you what I can do with a carrot.
That's weird. Cheers, mate.
Nervous laugh?
Can't wait to show you what I can do with a carrot.
You know, Benedict, off of Real or No Real earlier, was saying hello to orthodontists, who are not a who, by the way. If you don't know what who is, it's just something a little bit retro or something from the past that you can just go, who? It's just stupid. It's like just on in the afternoons when we're on 1 till 4 and people seem to be doing it a lot. Actually, there's a guy that we always call called Joe who is excellent and has invented a who game. So we just all go round like me, him, you, me, him, you, until one of us can't think of a who. And I'd like to give Joe a call today. Should we give him a call after 8?
Yes, let's do that.
Do a little Thursday morning who? Also, we've got some more of your sleep talking after 9 this morning. People are loving this. Like, so many people are sending in what they've recorded in their sleep. And there's various apps that you can get, but they all kind of do the same thing. And you can just leave it by your bed and your phone will record whatever you say in your sleep. It's pretty good. Mm. Often it's just nothing. Sometimes there's some absolute gems in there. This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. We'll get a Who game on after 8, and also Shift Key and the Temper Trap I'm going to play, and Beyonce. So last night it was Phil and Alice's bedroom DJ party. We couldn't go this time because of the early mornings. We normally do a kind of section of music to lie down to, which is just nasty, dirty 90s R&B, like stuff that makes you feel a bit uncomfortable to listen to. But let's not get this twisted. We were invited, but we couldn't go. We had to turn down that request.
I'm worried now that we won't be invited back.
Do you think?
Yeah, because you miss one. You miss them all.
And let's face it, they didn't miss us. Because they had Wilkinson on doing a DJ set and Meridian Dan.
I was quite sad to see them having such a good time. Is that wrong?
I know.
When you can't make a party, you sort of...
And
you're a bit of a bitter person like me, you sort of will it to not be good.
I've got to admit, before I went to sleep last night, I did check out the pictures on the radio on Twitter and it looks like they're having a brilliant time, which
shame.
I hated.
Shame.
Hated it. So, Kaiser, off of Hideaway, who I met yesterday, she was cool.
Yeah,
do you know she was in the Canadian Reserves of Navy for like 5 years and just sailed around the world and then thought, I want to do a musician now.
Is this real or no real? No, real.
That's real. So Kaiser did a live version of Hideaway. Listen again to this on the BBC iPlayer radio app. That's a separate app to the normal iPlayer. It's good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That gets such a brilliant reaction every time we play it. Joe in Bristol, that's made her day. Heather says, it's really good to have you on in the morning. A sweet disposition is going to be a good day now. Probably one of the greatest songs ever, says Serena. Gemma says, thank you for making my early morning at work worthwhile. Hashtag temper trap. A lot of love for that. Sweet disposition.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
So Grimmy's off this week and next week, and it's Scott Mills here. Normally, weekdays 1 to 4. Beyonce and Jay-Z, Drunk in Love, is the next song we're going to play. Oh, and I've got Ed Sheeran coming up, because I love that song, his new track, Sing. We'll play it again for you very soon. Like, very soon. This time yesterday, we were getting all excited about the stars of The Amazing Spider-Man 2 coming to see us. On-screen couple, but also walking in real life, Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield. We didn't mention that, though, did we?
Well, we thought, yeah... We didn't think it goes down well in interviews that we've seen with them, so we thought, right, let's not mention it at all. Nothing to see here.
The day before, I watched a really awkward interview with them and Ellen DeGeneres, my face alike, and it didn't go well. As soon as she started asking about like who stays in whose hotel room, the interview just went cold. Not for us yesterday, though. One of our best interviews for a while, I think.
How cool were they?
They were so cool. There's two videos which I urge you to watch. And the first one is two Hollywood A-listers watching a clip of Towie. It's a bit like Gogglebox.
Yeah.
So you've got Emma Stone off of Hollywood and Andrew Garfield, who, let's not forget, is actual Spider-Man, watching this clip. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Yes, so much better.
Ever gonna get
this candy? I'm gonna say that from now on.
That's a lot of great candy, right?
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Is that not one of the greatest things you've ever seen?
That is one of the greatest lines I have ever heard.
Oh, she's so cool.
Yeah,
I love him as well. And then we talked to actual Spider-Man Andrew about, you know, the outfit, the Spider-Man costume.
Are you putting socks down there?
You adjust.
I think I would demand tissues. I would have to.
I'd have to as
tissues?
Well.
Tissues?
Or socks, whatever, Andrew.
like two tissues.
Whatever.
So thin, it looks like you have thin tissues down your crotch. I don't quite follow the logic,
Scott. Why would you do
that? A box of Kleenex.
That's weird. Yeah. It's like you've done that.
They pad it out. I've done it before. I would. I mean, because you don't want it to be... You want it to be just right, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't want it to be... Like, it's 3D as well. You don't want it to be like, whoa, to, like, people not to go and see the film.
Right.
But you also want it to be, you know, enough.
Acceptable, yeah. You want it to be acceptable and not intimidating.
That's exactly it.
You want to be the mean average somehow.
And whichever way you can get to that, whether it's socks, whether it's tissues, whatever you want to stuff down there.
Whether it's a reduction, whatever.
Reduction, operation if you need to. We also filmed them dancing for Bumbleia Wednesday. I don't know why, but we play an old song by the Gypsy Kings, which goes like this. And we play it on a Wednesday to signify halfway through the week, and people go mad for it. I'm not being funny. Their dancing is quite epic. Watch the way Andrew Garfield's legs move.
This is getting so many views now as well. So many people are sharing it.
Sure, just Spider-Man dancing to Bumbleo. on a Wednesday.
How did that happen?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
It's pretty cool. But he's done that before. It's like they've had Spanish dancing lessons, both of them. They know how to salsa. So if you want to see them watching Chelsea and Towie, a bit like Gogglebox, and also them dancing for Bumbleair Wednesday, that's getting a lot of love, that video. Both videos are on Radio 1's YouTube channel. If you want a handy link, go to the Radio 1 Facebook or Radio 1 Twitter now. Click on the link and bosh, you can watch them.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
That is Otto Knows, Million Voices on BBC Radio 1. Fern's on at 10 with the Vamps in the live lounge. I do fancy a quick game of her with Joe, who's the guy on our afternoon show who kind of invented it. So we just kind of go round until we run out.
It's a simple game, really, isn't it?
It's a simple game. You can play along. A lot of people are doing it before they go out on a night out now. So let's just give him a ring and see if he's about. Chuck of the day coming up.
Hello?
Joe?
Is that Scott?
Yes! How are you?
I'm good, Scott. I'm good. How are you?
This is good. This is very early for you. I didn't know whether you'd answer or not.
Yep, I'm up and ready for the telesales.
So this is Joe, who is sometimes on our afternoon show, and he's the inventor of the Who game. So what happens is you each go around the table suggesting something that's a bit a bit retro, something from the past, something you don't hear about so much anymore. It's a fun game. Anyone can play. Do you mind if we play it now?
No, let's do it. I've just about got time. Let's do it.
I quite like it that I just ring you, because you're probably not particularly prepared for it, are you?
Not at all. This is crazy. I'm literally on my way to work. I've no idea how this is going to go.
Okay, well, let's try it. So we'll go me, then Joe, then Chris, and round that way, all right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'll start with the Who game. Lava lamps. Who?
MySpace. Who?
Counting sheep. Who?
Von Dutch. Who?
Crystal Maze. Hello.
Friends Reunited. Hello.
Amy Childs. Hello.
Polyphonic ringtones. Hello.
Scratch and sniffing.
Hello. Tim Berners-Lee. Hello. Sorry, the Olympics was nearly 2 years ago. I know that you invented the internet and had a brief moment of fame.
Fair enough. Gel pens.
Oh, it's me. Comic Sans. Hello.
Blamange. Hello.
Tetris. Hello.
Jumanji. Hello.
Swing ball. Hello.
Winding down the window of a car. Hello.
Yes. Otis the Aardvark. Hello.
Fame Academy. Hey!
Mr. Blobby. Hey!
Sherbet Fountains. Hey!
Oh, I don't know. Come on. I hate this.
No, you're gone. You're gone.
Oh, bye.
Surely that's.
I want to be off.
Surely you're off.
Oh, I'm
no,
off.
Come on, you're out, mate.
Damn.
You and me, Chris.
Me and you, Joe, in the Who off. Ready?
Time for the Who off. Let's do it.
Who's serving?
Who goes first? You can serve.
All right, me to serve. Froobs. Hello.
paying by cheque. Hello.
The Macarena. Hello.
Bebo.
Hello. Remote control watches. Hello.
Tap end? Is that a Who yet?
Tap end? Oh! Lord, that is a knockout blow, that is.
It might come back soon.
Blimey.
I hope it does, I love it, but come on, for now.
Tap end's been Who'd. That's
funny. I love it. It's not that I don't love Tap end.
It is. It's not been on for a while, yeah, I know what you're saying. Oh, something from the past there.
No, because now I'm only thinking show things. No, can't say that. That will insult her.
Were you thinking Becky?
Yes. Bonbons. Hello.
Chris Moyles. Hello.
Okay, and I think we'll finish on that.
You said that, not us.
I can't. All I'm thinking is Radio 1 things now, and
yeah,
I'm only going to insult people. No, that's me done.
Okay, good. Joe wins again.
Sort of sneaked it that time, didn't I?
Yeah.
You threw me.
You're so good
that's
at
really
this.
Tough. You guys, that was really hard for me. You really caught me completely off guard.
You still won.
I did, just about.
You're king of who?
Well played.
Well played, well played, lads, well played. All right, we'll speak to you soon. We might give you a call next week.
Yeah, I hope so, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I love it. Everyone's like, why is she bringing this out again? She's already brought this song out. And Chris has a theory on this. He thinks it's cheating.
I'm dead against it.
Why?
Well, it is cheating, but was it Ben Howard who did this before?
Loads of people do it.
Yeah, it's been out once.
Well, yeah, but, like, they released that as the first one. No one really cares. Then a massive one comes out, like Royals, and Team was also quite big. And then they're like, well, I'll put Tennis Court back out now.
Or just make another good one. No, it is cheating.
It's not cheating.
It's massively cheating.
It's not.
What should we do? Should we make a new song? Nah, let's just put out one of the old ones.
No, I don't agree. I think it's people are more receptive to your old stuff now because they love the other one.
Let's
I don't know.
Make another good one.
Also, as James in Bedford points out, if there's ever a house on Homes Under the Hammer with a tennis court, this is going to be on.
Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah.
That's our track of the day. Greg James is on Innuendo Bingo today. Didn't think that he was awake, so I just sent him an aubergine emoji. That woke him up.
Did it?
Yeah, he's on now. He's like, nice to be woken up in the morning with an aubergine. So that's just after 9:30. And we're going to play some more of you and what you have been saying in your sleep. Loads of people have been using the apps, so we'll get onto that. Just after 9 o'clock. Not seen it for a while, but I really enjoyed Secret Eaters last night on Channel 4. One of my favourites. Mm. You know when Anna Richardson turns up, it's game over, don't you?
Sorry, explain me the show. I don't think I've seen it. This is the one with
You've not seen Secret Eaters?
No, this is the one with the fake wall.
Sometimes a fake wall. And there is a point where Anna Richardson asks you, so, do you think you're a secret eater? And, like, if she ever appears from behind a temporary wall in your house, which she's just installed for the show, that's it, you're finished. There's no point going through the whole show going, I just don't know, I mean, why I'm so fat, because I don't actually eat anything at all. I think I have about, like, 52 calories a day.
What is a secret eater? Sorry, am I missing something here?
No, it's people that think that they're, like, they're not eating a lot, but they actually are, and she shows them the error of their ways. But all these people are, like, really shocked when she shows them that actually they've been eating 8 billion calories a day because they never realised. But, like, if she ever appears in your house with a camera crew, right at the beginning, just say, look, OK, you've got me here, Anna, game over. Yes, Anna, I'm a secret eater. Say that right at the beginning because normally they do it, like, halfway through the show because they didn't realise. Last night there was a girl on there who I think it was, like, had 9 biscuits and, like, some pizza. Then she came back to the house and had more pizza. No, she went out for a meal. Then she came back to the house and had a pizza and then something else as well. And she couldn't understand why she was so massive. So Anna Richardson was like, are you a secret eater? And eventually she was like, oh, all right then. Because what they do is they put cameras everywhere.
And then do they win money for being a secret eater? Or,
no, they're
or
just
the
like,
point?
Oh, thank you, Anna Richardson. Now I'm going to change my ways. There was girls, I mean, it did remind me of me a bit. There was a girl on there literally just chugging pints of wine. And then Anna was like, actually, that's 8 million calories you're consuming there per day in wine. And she was like, oh, I didn't realise. Oh, that's why I'm so fat. And that's basically the show every week.
Right.
But they have got cameras on you at all times. So when you think they haven't, believe me, they have. Like, all over the house, when you go out, Anna Richardson is watching you. I'm telling you. And then what they do is they're like, do you feel any better? Yes, I'm exercising a bit now. Well, actually, all you've done really is put some makeup on them so they look a little bit better. Like every eating show. Okay, more sleep talking after 9. Innuendo Bingo after 9:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Route 94, CeeLo and Iggy Azalea coming up. It is true. The girl last night, when it was like, oh, you're drinking a lot of wine, they put the equivalent in fried chicken of what she is drinking in wine calorie wise and put it in her line of sight, and it was quite horrific.
Mm. What's the deal with the wall? Does it just suddenly appear in the house?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are saying, I'm not being funny, but wouldn't you suddenly notice a wall if it did appear in your house? Not with Anna Richardson. She's sneaky like that.
Right.
She can get a wall in. That's the whole thing about Secret Eaters. They'll install a wall you won't even know.
Here's the other thing with that show and other shows like it. When they put out all the, and they say, when they put out all the food,
here's like, what you've eaten for an entire year.
Yeah, and they say, well, this will shock you. This is how many pies you go through in a year. I always look at it and go, yeah, but it is a year. Do you know what I mean? Even if there is 100 pies.
Oh, come on, it looks disgusting.
Yeah, but anything, I'm not joking, you'd be the healthiest person in the world. If you see what you ate in a year, you look like a fatty. Definitely.
No, but there's a reason these people are really quite big.
This is how many pizzas you eat in a year. Well, it's a year.
Yeah, but it's to show them, the like, you know, that they could be eating healthier. And then when they put it all in a blender, gross.
It's like if they fill up a bath and go, right, that's 10 years worth of the amount of beer you drink. So like, yeah, 10 years.
Yes, I drink a lot.
It will fill up a bath. You know what I mean? I know.
Also, I forgot, just been reminded, shout out to the shepherd's pie pizza that the woman had on that show last night. Changing the game. BBC Radio 1, Iggy Azalea, Charlie XCX and Fancy. 10 o'clock this morning, it's Fern Cotton and the Vamps will be in the live lounge. Didn't they have to cancel before because one of them was ill? So I think this is the rearranged one. Mm. Very much looking forward to that today. So they'll be doing Last Night, the song, and also a mystery cover from 10 with Fern. Right, so there's loads of these sleep apps around. They're doing quite well at the moment, thanks to us. It's just putting your phone by your bed and then the app records you. Doesn't record absolutely everything. You don't have to wade through like 8 hours of audio.
No, basically what happens is when it hears a noise, it records. And then when you go through it the next day, it will just have like 10 clips. So it's really easy to go through. You can hear what noises you've made in the night. Generally, it's just rustling. Like so far, I've been doing it every night and the best we've got out of it is a very small fart.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to hear? Let's hear your best bits so far this week. It's a little plop up there.
All
at the
I've
end.
Got to offer there.
Which isn't much. But, you know, sometimes it comes up with something brilliant. Like Molly. Thank you for this, Molly. Her boyfriend's been wanging on in his sleep. That would freak me out if I was Molly.
If that's real, that's ridiculous.
What is she thinking? Like, because you can hear her. She's in it. She's woken up. Absolute nonsense. At least this guy makes sense.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
And then there's, Cameron. He's playing that game. You know that game, is it called Touch, where you're not allowed to touch the ground? Off of school.
Oh, like an old school game.
Yeah.
I cannot, not allowed to touch the ground. I'm not allowed to touch the ground. I'm not allowed to touch the ground.
Weird. Also, this joke is obviously a punchline that he's just heard. Hilarious to this guy in his sleep, but we don't know what it is, the joke.
Stilton in candles.
Yeah, so Stilton in candles is obviously the punchline, but what's the bit before? I'm never going to know that now.
Stilton in candles.
Obviously hilarious. Also, here's something you should kind of live your Thursday by. Can everyone just stop blaming the chip?
You should blame yourself and stop blaming the chips. Chips, 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 chips.
I think that's my favourite one.
If you've got any, email them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
But you should blame yourself and stop blaming the chips. Chips, 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 chips.
Also, this is the most ridiculous snore I have ever heard. Sometimes it's like not you saying anything. It's just the noises you make. People make weird noises. Check this out. Whoa. It's like an animal.
Yeah, but what animal?
What animal is that, please? Like the Wonder Man? Half Moon Run.
No harm done.
But you should blame yourself and stop blaming the chips.
BBC Radio 1, oh, that ruined it. That was quite a nice moment until then.
An asthmatic elephant.
Nerves by Half Moon Run. Greg James has been on. I fed a rhino once and it sounded like that. Is that a euphemism? Apparently not, he says.
Quite a few people saying a disturbed cow. I assume that's the farmers on. Don't know.
What do you mean, like a difficult calving situation?
Yeah, they know.
They know. The farmers know. If you've got any, email them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'm going to have to play Gary, aren't I?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's such demand for it.
Open the window.
I was trying to, like, move on a bit from that today.
No. It has to be done.
Okay, well, if that's on, then I want Taronga Waistcoat or whatever it is, okay?
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
The reply fart is great.
The reply fart's my new favourite thing.
There's one missing Taronga Leela adult waistcoat.
I love him almost as much. That's Gorgon City, M&EK, and Ready For Your Love. So, we did this earlier on, but if you've not... you weren't listening at 7:30 this morning, then for everyone asking what my response is to Rage Against the Answer Machine on Greg James's show yesterday, we had this guy on who left a message on the answer machine, annoyed that I don't thank the Radio 1 newsreaders.
OK, I love Scott Mills. He's a very nice guy on BBC Radio 1. What? But what really gets my goat with him is Newsbeat. Grimmy says, thank you, Tina Dehealy, or whoever is on. And then Fern goes, thank you, Chris Smith, or thank you, Tina. Greg goes, oh, thank you, Chris Smith, with the news, or thank you, Nomia Iqbal, or thank you, Rick Kelsey. But no, Scott never says thank you to whoever does the news. Get with it, man.
My response was, they're doing their job. Did, like, okay, if you're at work at the moment, maybe you work in a car garage. Maybe you're, I don't know, like, just sat in an office. Does someone go, thank you, after you've done your actual job? No, they don't.
The only other job I can really think to compare it to with the newsreaders is a pilot. You know, where people will applaud when the plane lands, which I can't.
They're doing their job. I hate that as well.
And don't get me wrong, they're doing a great job on the news.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying.
Absolutely. But I don't feel that I need to go, thank you. However, this morning, in response to what you said on Rage Against the Answer Machine, this happened directly after the 7:30 news. Yay! People of Exeter, make some noise. Yay! Yeah. Southampton, Cardiff, woo! Norwich, Leicester, Inverness. Yeah! Nomia did the news! Thanks, Nomia!
Nom.
Now, every morning at 7:30, I'm going to make a big deal of Nomia this week. Oh, that's only tomorrow. But 7:30 tomorrow, we will say thank you, just to please that guy on the answer phone. BBC Radio 1, that is 50 Cent, Eminem, and My Life. And this is Scott Mills on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. The Vamps are here. All right. They're in the live lounge this morning from 10 o'clock with Fern Cotton. Very keen.
Yeah, a bit too keen.
I think it's good to be keen. No,
very keen.
Some people turn up at like 5 to 12. Do you know what I mean? So it's good.
Oh, we'll make a day of it.
Shall we make a day of it? Do a flask.
Let's make a day of it. It's
incredible scenes outside the building.
Is it?
So many fans. The Vamps will be on the live lounge today doing Last Night and another cover as well. Greg James in short. Hello.
Well, I thought I'm not going to get ready for my day yet because I'm about to get soaked.
Have you had a shower?
No.
All right, cool.
But I have brushed my teeth.
You're about to get one.
A morning breath, isn't it? This has come back to haunt me, saying I do this.
I know. Sorry about that.
You know, it's like last week on your show, I said, oh, I'll come in, don't worry about it.
I'll be there.
No, it's fine, it's fine. We've got everyone booked. Someone dropped out. Here I am.
So, hello, Greg James on Innuendo Bingo in just a minute. If him looking wet takes your fancy, then get on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/radio1, on your phone, on your laptop, on your tablet. And it's happening after John Newman. Why have you got that sinister-looking plastic glove in your hand?
This is the glove. Do you tell people that you put a glove over a microphone?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can clearly see it on the website. It's just to protect the microphones, really. Got some good clips from you lot today, so lads, take position.
Assume the position, Greg.
Assume position. Innuendo Bingo. I love it when it's on early. After this,
the Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James is in shorts, like it's summer, and ready to be soaked by Chris. So get online. We're going to turn the cameras on any second now once we've attached the sinister plastic glove to the microphone that gets spat on. So, how are we feeling about Inuida Bingo, lads? It's a bit early, isn't it?
Very early for this.
There you go, mate.
Morning breath.
That'd be nice. Have you not brushed your teeth, even?
No, I have, but, you know, it's just all...
Yeah. You have got bed hair.
I've got bed voice as
well.
You
look groggy, man.
I am groggy.
That's what we sounded like at 6:30.
Sorry.
Good morning. Okay, right.
I was let's in for this, that Finn Alice thing last night as well.
Oh, were you on last night, weren't
can't
you? With
keep
you?
Me away.
Wow, you're always here. Okay, so get online now. Let's put on the cameras.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Nice of Greg James to step up here and play Innuendo Bingo today. There was a dropout last minute last night, but that's by the by, really.
These things happen.
He turned up, you know
these
what I mean?
These things happen.
He's a team player.
I said I'd be available. Didn't think it would actually happen. annoyingly, it has happened.
There you
it
are.
It was an empty promise.
So I can't let you down, so I'm here.
Thank you very much. Elliot's here. Charlotte in Gloucester is watching as well. Just about to go to college, but couldn't find time to watch on her phone. Claire is feeling a bit dazed because it's Thursday, but ready to watch Greg in his shorts. Yes, you can see him now on the Radio 1 website. All right, so first, lads, water. Let's go over to BBC Radio 5 Live, Sports Extra. Let us know if you're watching on the website. Last week's 2020 cricket, and Owen Morgan here is letting us in on the secret of his impressive performance.
No, absolutely not. We've been training with wet balls the last week or so. We've been dipping them in buckets of water, and still it couldn't compare to anything last night.
No hands. No hands, please, Greg.
Good.
Yes. Come on, lads, let's make it a wet one. I know it's early. Next, it's time for another appearance on Innuendo Bingo from Greg Wallace, this time on his show, Supermarket Secrets. What is that? Supermarket Secrets. And here's Greg taking a lesson from a nice young man in something he's never tried before. Imagine Greg doing this, everybody.
What it is, he's got nails of suction, sucking, spit. Sucking, spit. Suck them up, spit them down onto the moving runway.
There we are, learning about the machinery at a factory there, of course. And now we're wet.
Now we're going.
And now I'm wet.
You ready for this?
Okay.
Oh, that is lovely.
Thank you to Leanne and Chloe for sending that one in. Okay, water please. Mm-hmm. We're going back to just yesterday now on Bargain Hunt. An expert, Thomas Plant, who provides this service for just £10. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did you blow the whole lot over her?
I did, yeah, I did. I blew everything.
Would that be £10?
Oh, £10! Yeah.
£10! Yeah. £10!
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was his valuation service, of course, which is a brilliant valuation at £10. Well worth blowing the whole lot for, I say. Steve emailed that one to me.
Thomas Plant.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Water, please.
Did you blow the whole lot over her?
I did, yeah, I did. I blew everything.
All fine. Right.
Okay, now.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Oh. Do you want to get involved, Fern?
Come on, Fern.
Coming in.
Hi, Fern.
Three-way. Oh, no, this was happening.
Three-way.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, put your shorts on.
We're all on the radio.
Three-way. It's on the radio.
I just came feeling to say hi.
And on the Radio 1 website.
Ignore me.
Like your little shorts.
What
stand
you,
well
why
back.
Why did you do this? You're here.
Very busy prepping for the show.
Yeah. Three-way.
Sure.
I've said it enough times.
What?
Three-way.
Get in.
No.
Come on.
No, she's freshly made up.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Right, okay. Just stand there, Fern. It's all fine.
You can watching.
Just walk.
Annie Mack always gives a great service to her listeners, and here she is from Sunday night on the musical Hot Water Bottle. On
sorry. Don't say it like that. Musical Hot Water Bottle.
Because you're ruining what is one of my favourite shows.
It is a great show.
Don't say it like that.
Scott's little face when he said it. Then it's so cheeky.
Okay. Water, please. Here she is from Sunday night's musical Hot Water Bottle on Radio 1. Oh, God. Come on, guys.
Come on. Come on. Stop saying it like that.
Don't say it. Just
okay,
say it
from the musical Hot Water Bottle on BBC Radio 1.
Hang on. Say it like you're from the 80s.
And here is... I am. Here's Annie Mac.
Come on. The 80s.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on in, nerds. Oh, let's dear. Get on with it.
Here's Annie Mac making another Radio 1 listener very happy.
Hello to Callum. Says, Annie, I need you to caress my sorry head and tell me everything's going to be okay. Callum, everything is going to be okay. And I'm virtually caressing your sorry head.
Ah, I got hit then.
Did you get some...
I did.
Oh, I'm so sorry, madam.
You should be.
You've really come out of this bad, haven't you, Fern?
I don't even know what's going on. I need to get some headphones involved. So I can
hear Annie back. Yeah, can I have a listen? Gabby is enjoying that Fern is now getting involved.
Totally.
Yeah. Claire in Helston is watching.
Just aim it over there, Chris.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Okay, now...
You're
all
covered.
Did anyone see... He's not had a shower, so this is a shower.
He's got his flip-flops on as well.
Did anyone see the boat race at the weekend? Oh.
The boat race.
It's still on.
I went along to a boat party.
Did you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's still on, the boat race.
I went home before it started, though.
Now, here is a topical question... About the boat race.
Okay.
On the chase. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Water and go.
What happened to the Cambridge crew in the 1978 university boat race? A, they broke their oars. B, they lost their cocks.
Thankfully, the answer was A. And if you weren't aware, the only way rowers can know where they're going is by looking at their cocks.
This is the wettest game ever, by the way.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, water, please. I'd like Fern to hear the one from earlier. Water, please. Listen to this, Fern, right? Fern.
Yeah.
£10 for this service on Bargain Hunt.
Did you blow the whole lot over her?
I did, yeah, I did. I blew everything.
Would that be £10?
£10. Okay, now we're going over to Radio 1's chart show with Jameela Jamil. And here's Jameela.
Could be anything.
And here's Jameela telling Hugh Stevens one very good reason why everyone loves Duke Dumont.
I really like Duke Dumont's new video. I love all of his videos. I think they're absolutely amazing. His last one as well.
Are they all as good as I Got You?
This one's a bit more towards the norm, you know, sexy girls in bikinis.
That's good,
but
though.
It's still incredibly shot, and everybody wants that helmet.
Dan in Nottingham heard that unfold
yes,
on the air.
Mm-hmm. Greg's got spittle dripping from his chin.
There you are.
Okay, next on Innie and the Bingo, we're going over to Channel 4 and a show called Gadget Man. Now, here the Gadget Man is on a camping trip. And after sundown on the first day, you'll never guess what happened.
Rosy-fingered Dawn.
What is he even on?
Sorry,
now?
No, hang on. I seem to have cut that a bit short. Right, so reload, please.
Reload,
sorry.
That might be my new favourite one.
That's amazing.
Okay, sorry. Okay, here we go, try again.
Rosy fingered Dawn breaks our slumber.
Oh, I see. I get it now.
Rosy fingered Dawn breaks our slumber.
Doesn't get much better.
How poetic. Very poetic.
Wow.
Quentin in Croydon sent that one.
Quentin!
I know. Got Quentin's listening. Big up, Quentin. We had a Benedict name. Earlier on Real on Aerial. Yeah.
Posh listeners, haven't you?
Yeah, ma'am.
You're really attracting that crowd these days.
That's right. And finally, a classic from John Virgo.
Hi.
Hi. Here we go. It's Snooker, of course.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't who's Snooker. And it's a very unexpected.
What's that noise you're making?
He's lost it. Fern. Come on then.
Oh no.
Espy Avenue.
The greatest morning ever.
It's good, isn't it? This is what a start to the day.
Two guys, one cup.
Oh, God. Oh, move on.
Here's John Virgo. And like the Snooker's taking a real unexpected turn of events here.
Oh, he's not hit it hard enough.
kiss the pink? Is he going to kiss the pink? He needs to.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo.
Stop everything. Where's Dale Winton?
Oh. Yeah, okay, for you, Greg, because it's your favourite.
The best.
Can I ask Greg a question quickly? Where do you get toweling shorts from these days?
No. Ooh, who wears toweling shorts anymore?
Who?
Who? Okay. Oh, my chair did a fart then.
Yeah, right.
Hang on, it wasn't
I've
me.
I've swallowed it, so I'm just going to have to take it.
What, my fart?
No!
No, come on, everyone's a bit over this now.
It's like being at Cubs.
I know, it really is.
It's nearly home time, Scott.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Okay, so here we go.
Why are we all five?
Over to the National Lottery with Dale Winton. Water, please.
I haven't got any.
We're just listening to this. Okay, then.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Still his favourite.
It's just his accent. It's so good.
Shall I accept head? Yes, and that was a wet one. Thank you, Greg.
It has been an honour.
Thank you, Greg, for coming in early. Just cutting in shorts. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Fern, for watching them.
Pleasure.
And she is next on Radio 1 with the Vamps in the actual live lounge. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember the videos of Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield watching Towie and Made in Chelsea and doing Bumble Ale Wednesday are on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Tomorrow, it's Friday. We'll see you when you wake up, 6:30.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.